4 years of my life being in Buffalo. You know, had a great time. Great people, great city. So it's definitely extra special for me to go against some of my lifelong friends. You know, guys that I'll be friends with far after football. Really excited about it. Really excited about getting out there and playing them. And you know, I just inside my household, my oldest son is such a big Bills fan, so we're trying to get him to switch. You know, to the Texans. My youngest daughter was born in Buffalo, so we're not sure where her loyalties lie, but we're working on it. There's a lot of them. I think the start to the year that we had in 11 with some comeback wins over Oakland and New England, and be able to do it at home. That was a lot of fun. Just playing in front of that crowd, how much they love football, how much they love the Bills, the history there. It's a lot of fun to play in that stadium when you're a Bill and that place is rocking. So I've got a lot of fond memories there. You know, great teammates, guys that are still there, that are great men off the field. But it was a very, you know, positive experience for me those 4 years. Yeah, I mean, you know, don't necessarily need to label guys in terms of one or two, whatever. We've got two guys in Andre and DeAndre, which I just found out his nickname was Nuke, and I'm still not sure why, but that are just great players. You know, and you'll just see it as the season progresses. Being a great player a lot of times just involves going out there, not only having the ability and the talent, but the confidence to make plays, and those two guys certainly have that, and you see it with their play. You know, the catch that DeAndre made last week, you know, unfortunately didn't end up counting, but that was, you know, such an unbelievable play. And so, you know, the more balls that go in either of those guys' direction, the more confidence they get, the more confidence I have in them, and it's fun to play quarterback when you got two guys like that. No, I smiled about it for sure. Just like I said, it is an extra special game for me just because of how much, you know, we enjoyed our time there as a family and with all my teammates.
Have you had any friendly communication prior to?
I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, texts and chatter with those guys, but especially the last few days, you know, some behind the scenes, back and forth jabs at each other. But you know, like I said, you know, guys like, you know, I won't sit here and name them all, but Fred Jackson and Eric Wood and CJ Spiller and Scott Chandler, you know, Kyle Williams, some of those guys that we played together for a lot of years. You know, it'll be fun to be out there with them. Yeah, Chris is an incredibly smart player, very durable as the streak shows. I mean, that, you know, I think at any position that's impressive, but especially up front on the offensive line, you know, where he's in the trenches on every single play. But he means so much to this team, not only because of his talent, but his leadership on and off the field. And he's been a real pleasure to work with every day, and that says a lot about his preparation and taking care of his body. And also his toughness.
What do you think about their front four defensively, and specifically Mario Williams?
Yeah, their front four, they've got, you know, one of, if not the best in the game in terms of the way they're able to not only stop the run but get after the quarterback in the passing game. You know, they wreak a lot of havoc up there. And, you know, Marcel and Kyle and Mario, they were all there when I was there, so I was able to see that firsthand on a lot of different occasions. But definitely pops out on film, just, you know, the way that those guys play and the tenacity and getting after it on every play. The wide nine, nice. Very cool. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Jim Schwartz is kind of known for that, you know, in Detroit. That's the kind of the scheme that they run and, you know, very effective at it.
And what types of challenges does that, and maybe opportunities, what does that present specifically?
We'll save that, you know, we got to show you that on Sunday. But, you know, it's just every team has their nuances in terms of how they play and the different responsibilities they assign guys. You know, so every week's a different challenge, and this one, you know, their front's a little bit different than what we've seen, so we'll have to make a few adjustments probably.
You talked about the trash talk between your former teammates. Is there one little thing you share with us that was kind of funny?
No, there's been a lot of funny things, but no, I mean, it's all kind of behind the scenes stuff. You know, maybe some unflattering photos going back and forth as well, but you know, hopefully nobody hacks into the iCloud for those.
That's a problem. Ryan, how do you and Myers handle play calls at the line and changes and stuff like that? Is that all you, or is that kind of shared with him? What's your guys
doing? Yeah, I mean, we both have a lot of responsibility just in terms of the communication. You know, and I really rely on Chris. You know, he's my guy, where I've kind of got to get everybody situated, and so there's times where I really rely on him in terms of getting things set. And we always have to be on the same page, you know. And if Chris and I are on the same page with what's going on, then usually that results in a successful play. So there's a lot of communication, especially throughout the week, whether it's in practice or, you know, in between series or sessions or plays, just kind of talking back and forth with him and making sure that the communication's good. Yeah, I mean, Arian, you know, I just kind of reiterate what I said on Monday, which is he's obviously a special talent, you know, and you want all your guys to play every week. But, you know, if he goes, great. If he doesn't, you know, I thought Blue did a great job with some of the runs, and we're real confident in the guys behind him.
Well, it's a,
you know, I'm familiar with a lot of the guys on the back end, so I think that helps a little bit, but it's a different defense, you know, it's a whole different philosophy and all that from when I was there, but I think familiarity with some of the guys on their team, you know, that may help me a little bit, but on the flip side of that, they're very familiar with me and going against me in practice every day, so that may be a wash there, you know, but it's one of those things that I'm comfortable knowing some of their guys are going against them for so long, and they're probably comfortable going against me.
Obviously, a lot of attention given to their front four, and rightly so, because they're really talented, but their secondary seems to be pretty impressive, too. I mean, what have you seen from guys like Stephon Gilmore and, you know, the rest of them?
Yeah, you know what? When Steph came in as a rookie, right, we were on the team together, and you could tell right away. I mean, he's a high draft pick, but you could tell not only did he have the talent, but he really had the work ethic and the want to. And he's a guy that just goes about his business and does it right. So it's been neat to see his growth, and he's turned into a really good player, real patient. And, you know, we always had some battles in practice with him going against Stevie Johnson. I think some of the patience and stuff, he really learned from that. But, you know, Leotis is another guy, you know, that he's been there for a long time and been a really good player. So Aaron Williams on the back end and Cersei, Despita, those are both good players too that, you know, I was able to go against in practice all the time. You know, just gotta avoid them. You know, gotta play within myself. You know, not try to make things happen when it's not there. And it's lessons. You know, just lessons that I know and I've done in the past and tried to stay away from. And you know, things that just need to continue play smarter. So it's not necessarily something, a new lesson, but it's a friendly reminder and a costly reminder that I need to be smart with what I'm doing.